You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello, this is Lucky with Camden Community Radio, and this week I'm in the studio with Nicola Lane, who is a local artist filmmaker. Nicola, welcome to Camden Radio. Over the next few weeks, Geddes Gallery are doing a pop-up art project and they are working in partnership with Nicola to present her exhibition called Spirit House. Tell us a bit more about your exhibition.
I'm very happy to be on Camden Community Radio. I never knew about it before and it's great to know it exists. The inspiration for Spirit House is a memory from when I was 4 years old living in Bangkok. And in our garden, there was a spirit house, and that is in Thai and Far East culture. It's a shelter for the spirits of the land and the guardian spirits of the land. And it's like a little temple on a pillar, and inside are figurines representing the guardian spirits of the land. And I was four, so I was small and looking up at this amazing temple, and I could see that there were figures inside, and I found that quite troubling because I didn't know what they were. Were they alive or what? And so it was very mysterious and exciting to me. And there was another one in the back garden, and I got ill, and my mother took me to the window, and out of the window I could see the Chinese neighbours burning joss sticks in front of the spirit house because I was ill.
Okay.
So this is the basis of the inspiration for Spirit House. But I've obviously changed it. What I've done is I've turned this pop-up space in Malden Road in Kentish Town into a spirit house. And it is a shelter for community memories. And so I have painted the shop front gold to represent the spirit houses of Thailand. And inside there is my own little spirit house, which I made from a local doll's house, which I have also painted gold. And it's on a pillar in the middle of the gallery.
Sounds great. So what can you tell us a bit more like about your background?
My background is very, very diverse. I was born in San Francisco in 1949, long time ago, and I lived in seven countries before the age of 15. And both my parents were, I suppose you would describe them as children of the British Empire.
Okay.
They too were born, my father in Africa, my mother in Cyprus. They came from generations of Irish, British, Scottish backgrounds who'd gone out into the empire to get work, a kind of reverse emigration. And my Irish ancestors had gone to India, and my father's, his ancestors had gone to South Africa. And so I came from that background, and I didn't come to England until I was 15, and I found it very strange.
That sounds interesting. So what inspired you to create this exhibition?
Well, it was because I moved around all my life. Literally every 2 years we moved to another country. So I had no continuity of community apart from my immediate family. And I went to loads of different schools. So I'm very interested in communities.
Yeah,
I think I'm attracted to them because I never had one. So I'm interested in exploring communities, and I know there is a strong community around the area where the pop-up is, and I'm interested in exploring it, and also it's a community undergoing enormous change, and that interests me.
So would you say your creativity comes from all your, you know, your experience and your travels that you've done as quite young in your life?
Yes, yes. I was very much a lot on my own because my brother was sent away to school. And so I was very involved in reading and drawing and writing. So my creativity was a way of dealing with this very, very changeable environment that I lived in.
Great. And what would you consider the most exciting aspect from this exhibition?
The most exciting aspect is I've turned the window of the shop into an estate agent. It's got the estate agent displays mm-hmm. in it, but instead of places for sale or rent, it's memories, which are not for sale. So it's subverting the idea of an estate agent, because the estate agents are causing a lot of anxiety yeah. in the area because of rocketing house prices, gentrification, so the community feels quite anxious. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would use the conventions of the estate agent to show actually the community reflected back at them.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. So what's your favourite thing you've ever created?
It's very, very difficult to say that, because I have all the things I've made are like having your children
yeah.
and you don't have favourites.
Mm-hmm.
You love them all.
Yeah.
And so all the things I've created have a deep place in my heart.
Yeah.
So I do love working with film. I've worked a lot with film, and making a film is one of the greatest experiences anybody can have. I really recommend anyone listening to try and find out about how to work in the film industry. There are many jobs for young people, clever young people, and digital is big.
Yeah.
So there are ways into it. It's not just being an actor or a director. There are so many roles.
Have you worked with anyone in the film industry that you've really liked working with?
I did an exhibition at Swiss Cottage Library called At Home about my mother.
Okay.
And I worked with a fantastic young film crew.
Mm-hmm.
Like my son, they were graduates from the National Film and Television School.
Yep.
And I just loved working with them because of their incredible professionalism. It was bliss.
That's great. So what artists would you say influence your work the most?
Well, because I was brought up in all these countries,
yeah.
but I spent the years between 7 years and 13, first in Spain, then in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surrounded by the art of Spain and then Italy. And so the art of Italy in particular had a massive influence on me, but in a way that perhaps people might not expect. I can say a bit more if you want.
Yes.
Because I was brought up a Roman Catholic, I went to church as a child, and these were the churches that had the great paintings of the Renaissance and the statues. So I experienced art as something that was truly interactive
mm-hmm.
and immersive. And I'm always trying to recreate that in my work. I'm trying to create events where people can go in and feel part of it.
That sounds great. So I have a random question for you. So if there was one dead artist you could hang out with for the day, who would that be?
It just comes to me now, and it's got to be the maestro Federico Fellini, the Italian great filmmaker. I would love to hang out with him for a whole day.
Why is that?
Fellini was a genius of the cinema, and not only was he a great genius of the cinema, but he was a great artist, really.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought everything together. He brought image, storyline, fantastic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that would be just the most exciting thing.
That's great. So, Nicola, this is you're the second artist that we've had who is doing a pop-up art project and working in collaboration with the Geddes Gallery. Can you tell us a bit more about them and what you're doing?
Yes. Geddes is run by Cornelia Marland and Alice Bygraves, and basically they're a pop-up gallery which inhabits unusual spaces across London, and it was originally located in number 26 Caledonian Road in an old deli, an Italian deli called KC Continental Stores. And they were there for a year and a half, and it was very successful. But then that space closed, and they've now become nomadic. So they will literally pop up in different available spaces across London and put on exhibitions in partnership with artists like me or others. The space where the Spirit House is at the moment is 18 Malden Road near Kentish Town.
Yep, that's good.
West. And Camden Council has a pop-up project where they make available empty retail premises for artists or entrepreneurs or businesses, and they allocate them to these various people or organisations to use. Because there are, as you probably know, a lot of empty shops in London, and not all of them can survive as commercial enterprises. And so this is a very interesting way of using the space and keeping the street animated.
So if anyone wants to find the exhibition, where should they go?
They should go to number 18 Malden Road, and that is off Prince of Wales Road, Kentish Town, near Queen's Crescent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very close to Kentish Town West Overground Station. And it's a shop painted gold. It's opposite the bus stop, where the 46 bus and I think the 24 stop.
Okay.
And it's not difficult to see because it's painted gold. And it's open between 11 a.m. and 5:30 on Wednesdays to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the weekend, Saturday to Sunday, it's open 11 till 6:30, except for today when I'm here.
And it's running until the 20th of March, I believe.
20th of March. We might get a little extension, but we don't know yet.
Did you mention which website people could go to find?
Yes, I'm working in partnership with Geddes Gallery, mm-hmm. and they have on their look them up on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and they have an events page, and it's on the events page. They also, I think they have a website. It's going to be up on the Love Camden website as soon as I've uploaded the image, which I had a little trouble with, but I've got on top of it now. And so that will be probably up at the end of today. And I'd like to say one more thing, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm also working in collaboration with a very, very fantastic organisation called Clean Break.
Mm-hmm.
Clean Break is a long-established theatre company just off Kentish Town Road that works with women in the criminal justice system. I used to work there years ago, and I made two films with them. And I've been working with them, and they have the women in the performance group have devised a performance around the ideas of Spirit House, which is going to be performed in the space on March the 7th.
Brilliant. So thank you very much for joining us in the studio today, Nicola. So get yourself down to 18 Malden Road to see the Spirit House exhibition.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.